This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media.
I announced the presence of the managers on the part of the
Brooke House Gladstone is away this week. I'm Bob Garfield.
The House concerning the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
Maybe it would have been more dramatic if it had come as a surprise. The Pacific Standard advertised, quote, the case for Trump impeachment on October 4th, 2016, a month before Election Day. The day after Trump was elected, Google searches for how to impeach the president jumped 4,850%. And a mere week later, American University history professor Alan Lichtman was on CBS predicting why Trump's conduct would lead to trial in the U.S. Senate.
Donald Trump, throughout his career, has played fast and loose with the law.
Of such prescience, anticlimax is made.
President Trump solicited foreign interference in our democratic elections, abusing the power of his office to seek help from abroad to improve his reelection prospects at home. And when he was caught, he used the powers of that office to obstruct the investigation into his own misconduct.
That's House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff this week prosecuting his case for President Trump's removal from office. As rich as this historic moment was with Schiff's clarity and eloquence, it was also strangely devoid of drama. That's partly because it was so long anticipated, and it's partly because even Trump's Republican defenders have ceased disputing what took place. Hell, Trump himself has confessed to everything, as have his acting chief of staff and the henchmen who did the dirty work.
Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified previously, with regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president.
Not to mention the White House memo recounting Trump's perfect shakedown call and the Government Accounting Office ruling that withholding Ukrainian aid was illegal. It's an open and shut case, or would be, if Senate Republicans hadn't long ago decided to acquit Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
If it were today, I don't think there's any question, it would not lead to a removal.
Not much spectacle in a predetermined outcome, especially when, and this is the third reason for ennui, the whole thing is engineered by the majority for maximum boredom. A he said marathon running at all hours with the jurors crowded together in forced silence, with only milk and water allowed as sustenance, and because the White House has blocked all witnesses, no live testimony to break the monotony.
First off, it's boring. I mean, and they're not saying anything new.
I didn't hear anything new at all. We were here all day yesterday for about 13 hours. No new material presented.
That was Senators Rick Scott and John Barrasso, who were among the Republicans who quashed motions for new witnesses and subpoenaed evidence, now complaining about enduring the torture of enhanced non-interrogation. Thanks to McConnell's moribund staging, the media have been forced to look beyond the proceedings for drama befitting the gravity of the moment. But it's like that Bigfoot photo that was circulated this week, or setting a leprechaun trap, an exercise in magical thinking.
Tonight, two moderate Republican senators indicating that they are open to hearing from witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial.
I am very likely to vote for additional information.
If I determine that I do not have enough, I will vote to accept additional information.
For 3 years, the press has fantasized about such magic moderates. Maybe this time they will step forward to protect the Constitution and the country. Maybe they'll throw water on the Wicked Witch. Maybe they will vote for witnesses.
I've already indicated I am interested to hear from John Bolton, perhaps among others, but I'm not going to be making that vote today.
The supposed moderates tease us, and so the drama ratchets up. And I suppose, never say never. The tragedy is that the actual trial in front of our eyes glazes the eyes over. When history is played out as farce, leprechauns may be the best narrative we've got. Coming up, gun owners swarm to Virginia, locked and loaded. This is On the Media.